Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, Alva Larson, one of the brightest young stars in motorsport. You've had an incredible rookie season so far.
Yeah, it's been great.
Congratulations on that. How would you describe in your own words the ride that is F1 Academy?
I mean, it's such a fun series to be in. The place, the people, everything's just been so fun, and I've been enjoying my time really. And the races has been so great. It's been really, I didn't have any expectations at first, but now I want to go big and, you know, go for the podium, so.
Yeah, you're knocking on that door. Yeah.
I mean, I have the speed and everything, so I'm just excited for the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're racing for an iconic brand, Tommy yes. Hilfiger. You always look amazing in the clothes. You are my fashion icon, so. What sort of support or resources have been most helpful for you from Tommy Hilfiger? Yeah.
I mean, just the support they have given me, like, they're so nice to work with, so nice people. I mean, I look amazing every time I enter this paddock. It's so nice to enter and just feel confident in what I'm wearing, and the car and my helmet, everything just looks amazing, which is definitely a plus. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they, you know, they kind of build a story with me. They want to do something for girls, which I'm very passionate about doing something for the next generation of drivers and girls in general, which they're very into as well. So it's just been great collab so far.
And what do you think about fashion and motorsport together?
I love that, and I feel like Tommy is just such a cool brand because they have been forming fashion in racing with how they have sponsored so many teams and you know, especially their stuff with Lewis Hamilton. He has brought so much fashion into the sport, which I really love, and combining racing, which is, you know, my big passion, but also fashion that I really love, is really great.
That's amazing. Well, talk to me a little bit about this season so far. What have been some highlights for you, and what do you feel like, what are you most proud of learning and developing?
Just in general, I'm very proud of how I entered the season with a strong qualifying in the first race in Shanghai. P3, clocking that in as a rookie was amazing.
It's an incredible debut.
it really was, and I'm very proud of that. And then being able to build on that, being consistently in top five pace, I feel like. In Jeddah, I did 5-5 in quali in races as well. And in Montreal, I had great pace. We messed up a bit in quali, but then the races, I gained six positions from 11 to P5 again, which I just think it's been great. I've learned a lot driving-wise with working with the team, working on speed, minimizing mistakes, but also on track, you know, overtaking, defending. From Shanghai, where I was opening the door a bit too much sometimes, you know, for other people to overtake, then now I'm much more tough and I'm ready for the second half.
Yeah, every race is an opportunity to learn. And you were talking about your team, so how is the relationship with your engineers? Do you feel like you have the confidence to speak up about your preferences on setup and all sorts of different things?
Yeah, in general, we have a very good team. I love working with MP and my engineer and the other engineers and drivers, working with Joanne and Maya and the team in general. It's just really good. It's very fun, very learning-full atmosphere. We talk about everything, but they're also tough telling me what to do and what I'm doing wrong and stuff, but in a fun way, in a good way, which
it's
is how you learn. So I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah, 100%. And I know you're asked about your age a lot, but you are one of the youngest on the grid. Does that come with a certain amount of pressure, or do you feel like you can use it as a superpower in some ways?
I mean, I'm definitely the one with like least experience, because
yeah.
I haven't done a full season of Formula 4 before this. I had to step almost directly from karting, which is a big step. So coming in, I think most people didn't have any expectations for me. Which is, I mean, a good thing, because then I surprised everyone doing a good result. But then at the same time, they want to see someone young do good and show that I can. It's also important for me to show that with not that much experience, I can still go in and be among the best, which I've shown, I think, so far. And it will put some pressure on next year, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But speaking of next year, you announced that you're going to be part of the Ferrari Driver Academy. Congratulations on that. What does that mean to you?
I mean, when I think of motorsport, I think about a red car, red Ferrari. So I'm very proud to be a part of the FDA family, and I'm super excited to take this to the next step.
Yeah.
Being a part of a Formula One team, which just means that when I have to go on to Formula One, it's easier for me in that sense.
What was it like when you got that call? Where were you?
I kind of knew it for a while, and also a while before it got announced, I knew it was like settled. But also before that, we had some talks, and they followed my season. So, I mean, it was on the way, but getting that official, it was just so special.
Yeah. What are your goals for the rest of the season? I know we only have a couple of races left, but what are your goals?
I have big goals. I want to develop a lot, get better, so for next year I'm ready. But I really want to get a podium.
Yeah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
In business, they say you can have better, cheaper, or faster, but you only get to pick two. What if you could have all three at the same time? That's exactly what Cohere, Thomson Reuters, and Specialized Bikes have since they upgraded to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. OCI is the blazing fast platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs, where you can run any workload in a high availability, consistently high performance environment, and spend less than you would with other clouds. How is it faster? OCI's block storage gives you more operations per second. Cheaper? OCI costs up to 50% less for compute, 70% less for storage, and 80% less for networking. Better? In test after test, OCI customers report lower latency and higher bandwidth versus other clouds. This is the cloud built for AI and all your biggest workloads. Right now, with zero commitment, try OCI for free. Head to oracle.com/paddock. That's oracle.com/paddock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What about some moments off track with your team or otherwise? What have been some fun memories not on the racetrack?
In general, we just have so much fun during the week. We usually do some fun stuff together. Teammates before the race. Me and Joanne, we got nails done. And I know.
Are those ones?
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah, thank you.
I love them.
So we got nails done just before the race. We have done simulator prep, where it's always super fun. We have fun, but also very productive.
Yeah.
And we always eat sushi when we're there. And it's fun little moments that makes the whole everyday work, I feel like.
Yeah.
When you have fun, it makes everything better. And in Jeddah, we went to like we got a sai, is that how you say it? Yeah. And I brought to the whole team one day, and it was super fun. And we just, I mean, we do fun TikToks together, and yeah, it's fun.
It's fun to have friends. Is it ever hard to balance being friends with also being competitors at the same time?
I think we do quite well doing that. We push each other as being friends and competitors, pushing each other to do better and to we're very competitive with each other. I think it's a good mix. I think we're good at balancing it, because of course me and Joanne, we're the same age, so we have, you know, the same kind of expectations on us. So in that sense, it's always a battle who's best, because we're the rookies, and then Maya, she's, you know, the big sis in the team, the experienced driver, which, I mean, also puts the pressure, and she needs to be, you know, a step ahead of us. Mm-hmm. So I think we learn from each other, and we push each other.
Yeah, good friends push each other. That's the right way to think about it. I love that. Well, that's amazing. We're just going to do a little bit of rapid fire, if that's okay. Okay, first off, how would you describe your fashion sense? Your style.
Colorful, fun. I love oversized.
Yep.
And just like bold. Yeah.
I love that. That describes you perfectly. And Tommy has great things for all of those things. Definitely. What's your top recommendation for people to do in Denmark?
Ooh, Copenhagen is such a nice city. I'm a bit from the outside of Copenhagen, half an hour, but I love going there, especially when it's good weather.
Yeah.
See the city, bike around. It's a city for bikes, even more.
Similar to Amsterdam,
Yeah, definitely, but even more than Amsterdam, I think. Just see the small parts of Copenhagen and Denmark.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's awesome. Okay, favorite track on the calendar?
I love a track where I'm doing good, so I really love Montreal because I was doing good there. But other than that, I'm very excited for Singapore and Sandport.
That's going to be a fun one. Yeah, this weekend's going to be good. How do you feel racing in the rain?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah,
we haven't done much rain, but I feel like when it's raining, the cars doesn't really matter. It's just about the drivers. So I think it's going to be interesting.
You're going to shine in that. You're going to shine. Okay. And then last question. What's your favorite post-race ritual? If you have to do one thing for yourself after a race weekend.
Depends. If it's good, then I mean, I can give myself a little treat. And if it's bad, it's back to hard work.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite treat?
I love chocolate. I mean,
Who doesn't? That's so good. Well, Alba, thank you so much. We're really cheering for you this weekend and beyond. You're doing so well. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,